haunted places, cursed items, urban legends, unsolved mysteries, cryptids, omens, conspiracies. I bet I had you at haunted places, didn't I? The paranormal, the surreal, and the mysterious is the chewy center of our intellectual chocolate, and the Oddity Shop podcast is here to bring it to you, and so much more. The bizarre is always on sale here, so join your curators, Kara Perakovic and Zach Palmer, for an unforgettable ride into all things strange. Episodes are released every week, but don't wait. Head over now. Hellhounds, doppelgangers, shadow people, the curse of the Hope Diamond. There is so much here, and so much more to come. All links to their show will be in this episode's description. So subscribe, and creep it real, you oddballs.
And odd one.
Hey, oddballs. I'm your host, Jensen, and welcome to episode 35. Hi, I am back, even though you didn't know I was gone. Maybe you did. If you follow me on Instagram, I was in Italy, and it's a beautiful place. I'm not going to go into too much detail because it's not what you're here for. I did turn 30 while I was over there, so happy belated birthday to me. But today we're going to be saying happy birthday to March 1st babies. And it's your turn for the birthday book. So here we go.
Happy birthday.
Beneath the charming and easygoing manner of March 1st people lies a real concern for other people's well-being, and with social issues and humanitarian causes. These people are sensitive in the extreme, but instinctively recognize that acting impulsively or revealing their often tumultuous emotions may result in disastrous consequences. By controlling the more erratic urges that may lead them into irreversible situations, and by cultivating a calm and non-confrontational approach, they therefore not only provide themselves with a safety net, but inspire confidence in others, although they may not feel this confidence in themselves. Indeed, when their problems appear insurmountable, the rising panic felt by those born on this day may cause them to abandon the situation altogether and resort to a comforting strategy of cutting themselves off from the cause of their emotional distress by ignoring it or moving on. Despite the propensity towards self-doubt and depression that is endangered by their sensitivity, these people are blessed with remarkably positive qualities, as well as possessing great personal magnetism. They have a highly original intellectual approach and an optimism that is inspired by their fascination with new and stimulating ideas. In their professional lives, they will generally find personal satisfaction as artists or when they run their own enterprises, in which they can operate independently of alienating regulations and exploit their imaginative concepts profitably. And when they achieve the financial rewards that they unashamedly relish, they will generously share the fruits of their success with those whose unstinting emotional support and affection has played such a crucial part in its achievement. Their virtues are imaginative, sensitive, thoughtful. Their vices are overwhelmed, anxious, and detached. So happy birthday, you March 1st babies. We learned a little something about you. And now we're going to move on to stories.
This comes from an anonymous writer.
I don't really believe in the paranormal all that much. Though, a few nights ago I was on a beach with two of my friends. Every year when it gets cold, we go to the beach and drink a couple of beers around a fire. We started to stargaze. I had an app that tracks satellites, and we were hoping to see something that night. I was waiting for the ISS, but it was not visible yet. My friend pointed out something in the sky, asking what it was. I saw what he was looking at. It was a yellowish light moving at first in a straight path. I didn't see anything on my app, Sky Guide for reference. I thought it could be a meteor, though it was moving slowly, and from what I know, they only appear for a few seconds. We were watching it for some time, when out of nowhere, it made a 90 degree turn and then disappeared. A few minutes later, we spotted two of them moving and constantly switching directions. I tried to record it, but I couldn't get a good video. My honest opinion was we were watching a meteor shower. The strange part about all of this is we took two cars, and both of our cars' batteries were dead when we were leaving. This is somewhat of a common occurrence for my car, but after a few tries, it eventually turns on. It was not turning on. I tried to call someone that might be able to come jump our cars, but I had no service and neither did any of my friends. We took some time to calm down and made sure that no one came around and did something to our cars. But we were parked far away from anything and would know if anyone was around. My friend pointed out that the yellow light was back again, and it was getting brighter. And then it started to fade to nothing. I tried to start my car again, and it worked. And so did my friends. However, our service was not back on until we left the beach area. For the context, none of us got drunk, nor did any of us smoke weed. I'm still a little confused about what I saw. I wasn't puzzled until our cars and service weren't working. My friend said he had a strange dream where strange men were asking him personal questions. That's probably unrelated. I also had a strange, eerie feeling that something was off that night, too. To add, when we were leaving on the ride home, we saw someone walking on the road, leading to where we were with a tank top and shorts on in 30-degree weather. The road was a mile away from any civilization. The area does have a lot of strange people, though, so that's not super uncommon to see. I mean, to me, personally, I think it's kind of weird that the meteor took a 90-degree turn, if you're thinking it's a meteor. That's my only thing. I could totally understand and see how the car is not working and the cell phone service not working. I mean, that's weird in itself, too. It could also be because it's cold and batteries get old. I don't know. I'm not a mechanic either, so no, I can't. I don't know. Does anybody have an explanation for any of this? We're going to move on to the next story.
This comes from Oscar with the Induced Fear Podcast.
My brother and I were driving home to California from Arizona late at night. It was probably 11 at night. We hit a long stretch of desert with only two lanes separated by a large dirt median. My brother fell asleep, even though he was supposed to be awake. And about half an hour later, a bright, bluish-white light appeared in the sky that I thought was a helicopter. But then it started moving all over the place really fast. I tried waking up my brother to try to help me figure out what it was, but he wouldn't wake up. Suddenly, this light came shooting down at my car, and I had to swerve hard to my right, which woke up my brother, with him asking if I was all right. I looked behind me in the rearview mirror, and didn't see any taillights to indicate that it was a car that was going the wrong way. Unfortunately, my brother didn't see it. All I know is that I can't explain what it was and why it shot towards me. I tried to explain it away, but I can't. Super weird experience, though. Again, those super short stories, they're freaking creepy still. I would die if a light beam shined down from this. Like, it sounds like a video game. Like, I'm picturing a video game where you're, like, trying to dodge the stuff on the road. Like, I don't know. It's creepy, though, and I don't like it. That story actually came from Oscar with the Induced Fear podcast. He is linked down below in the description. But anyhow, I would literally die. And how convenient for his brother to fall asleep. Like, that is so rude. Wake your ass up. But have you guys had an alien experience like either one of these today? Because these are crazy. And the beam of light shooting down, that's a new one to this podcast, I think. If I'm wrong, somebody tell me. But anyhow, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. And well, it's an odd world after all.
Oddballs, go follow us on It's an Odd World After All podcast on Instagram and Facebook. Also, give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. If you have a story you would like to share, email us at itsanoddworldafterall@gmail.com or message us on one of our social platforms. Don't forget to share us with your family and friends. And check out our website, itsanoddworldafterall.com.